This is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
Come in and take a seat. It looks like we have a fairly full house for detention today.
Yes, ma'am. First, I want to apologize for snapping at you earlier today. I've been kind of upset and edgy lately. And our argument over the cell phone, well, I'm sorry.
I appreciate the apology. We all have our off days. Mine are usually related to a lack of coffee. Or chocolate.
I get the chocolate part.
Of course, you still have to serve your time. Detention is mandatory for using cell phones in class.
Right, but like I was trying to say, that phone you took isn't mine. I don't know how it got into my bag, but honestly, it isn't mine.
Yeah, we've had a rash of that today. I have a desk drawer full of phones with no owners. You can sit with the other cell phone deniers and commiserate.
Yes. Please, join us, Emily.
Oh, great.
All right, everyone. It's 3:45. We have an hour of detention ahead of us. Now would be an optimal time to finish some homework.
Yes, Miss Adelaide.
Laurie, Zuzu, what are you doing here?
We were just discussing that, as a matter of fact.
Yes, like you, my brother and I were both found in possession of cell phones that don't belong to us.
What are you talking about?
We're here for the same reason you are. Which is kind of suspicious, don't you think?
Whatever this new scheme of yours is, I don't want anything to do with it.
We promise we had nothing to do with this.
Do you three need to be separated?
Yes, please.
Actually, Ms. Adelaide, this is a good time for Emily, Suzu, and I to tell you the truth.
And what truth is that?
The fact that we're being framed in a scheme that could be dangerous.
Really? Someone's framing you?
Like the Mona Lisa in the Louvre.
Oh, okay. Just a moment. Joel? Why are you in detention today?
It wasn't my fault.
Oh, you poor guy. And you, Nathan, why are you here?
It was a setup.
It seems we have lots of innocent people here who have been misjudged. Sit down, Maury.
But doesn't it strike you as odd that three different students all claim that the phones you caught them with aren't their own?
Actually, after teaching students for the last 20 years, there aren't many excuses that surprise me anymore.
Even if we suggest that someone purposely planted the three phones?
It could be aliens. That's who stole my homework.
Thank you, Nathan. Case in point.
If the phones were planted on us, at the very least, that would suggest that they were stolen from someone else.
Why couldn't you have just waited until Mr. Grabowski was on detention duty? All right, you three, come up here. Emily, do I have your phone in my desk drawer or not?
Not.
And you don't know to whom it belongs?
No.
So you truly think there's something fishy going on here?
I didn't say that. For all I know, Maury and Suzu planted somebody else's phone on me. But if the three phones you have really are stolen, I'd probably talk to the school secretary. Mrs. Mays would know if any phones were reported missing.
Good point. One of you want to use your phone to call her?
They're not our phones.
I had to try. Okay, I'll use my phone. If I can find her number.
756-6547. I called her once.
My sister's got a great memory.
Uh-huh.
Where's that coming from?
My desk.
Ah, that must be Mrs. May's phone.
Which proves that her phone was stolen.
Actually, it doesn't prove that. It only proves that Suzu gave Miss Adelaide a number for this phone. It could be Suzu's phone number for all we know.
True. Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome.
We could try Principal Vogler.
I believe the number is...
Don't bother. I've got that one in my contacts. Oh, dear.
Principal Vogler's phone is in the drawer, too?
Which means we have a bona fide mystery.
So, one of those three phones belongs to Principal Vogler and another to Mrs. Mays. That would seem to prove that either we stole them and purposely took them out in class for some reason, or...
someone planted them on us.
But who owns the third one?
Good question.
Okay, for argument's sake, let's say I believe this. Why would this scheme, or whatever it is, involve you three?
Well, Emily and Suzu happen to be the best detectives in the school.
And you?
I'm a good and supportive brother and friend.
Yeah.
Emily, I need more from you than that. Help me out.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I suppose we ought to start by looking at all the facts. If someone stole these phones and planted them in our backpacks, and then called us so that they would all ring while we were in class, that suggests they wanted us here in detention for some reason.
Which could also mean they didn't want us someplace else.
But there's something even more important that we're overlooking.
What's that?
If the phones were planted on us, then we are not guilty of breaking the rules. So we shouldn't really be in detention anyway.
Oh, I knew I should have picked up a new bottle of aspirin.
Miss Adelaide, maybe you and I should go to the office and talk to Principal Vogler.
No, I can't do that. I have detention responsibilities. And Nathan's a flight risk.
Oh, man!
So, here's what we'll do instead. I'll keep the phones, and you three follow up with the principal.
I could go by myself.
Nope. I want all three of you to take your detective reasoning and dangerous mysteries over there. But if he's not around, you come straight back here, and that'll be the end of that.
Yes, ma'am. All right, you two. Let's go.
All right. Great job, Emily. You played both sides perfectly.
I wasn't playing anything, Maury. And I'm not playing with you either. I'm still pretty sure the two of you are behind whatever's going on here.
I promise you, we are not.
Do you realize how foolish you guys made me look with all the stuff you pulled over the last few months?
That's not true. You almost figured it out on your own. That's impressive.
You were very bright.
Please, being smarmy won't change my opinion.
Perhaps we should simply ask her, Maury.
Not now. Suzu and I want to help you figure out this phone thing, Emily. What's next?
The office is locked. Nobody's here, so nothing is next. We go back to detention like Miss Adelaide said.
Wait a second.
What?
You don't trust us. I get that. But you have to admit, Emily, something intriguing is going on here. And if you can even consider the possibility that we're not driving this...
which we're not.
Then that means someone is trying to play all three of us. Come on, that's got to pique your interest.
Well, yeah. I suppose it would, if you aren't lying.
We aren't. So, other than the two phones, which belong to people who aren't here right now, I don't see any clues.
And if your theory is correct, that the perpetrators wanted us out of the way...
for an hour in detention...
then that means their plot is likely unfolding as we speak.
And we're on the clock.
Bingo. So where do we start? Where would you start?
Well, I would consider odd things, I guess. People live in patterns. So, we should try to spot anything unusual or out of the ordinary.
Like an office that's locked up early?
Well, maybe. But I mean things like, today I saw Buck in one of the hallways.
Oh, I did too.
But he doesn't even go to this school.
His mother does teach here, though.
Right. So that's not really all that odd, I guess.
Does Jay qualify as odd?
He always qualifies.
Well, late this morning I was walking down the hallway and I saw Jay. He was peeking around the corner, looking toward the school office. And he appeared to be reaching for the fire alarm. So I approached him and asked, "What are you doing, Jay?"
Who, me? Oh, I'm not doing anything.
You seem to be looking for something.
I am. I'm looking for a monkey.
A monkey?
You know, those little hairy apes that swing on trees. I always wanted one of those.
And is there one in the hallway?
Unfortunately, no. That would be too good to be true.
And why were you reaching for the fire alarm? To summon the monkeys?
To summon them? No, that'd be ridiculous. I'd need a flute or a banana for that. I was just balancing against the wall. But it is always good to check these alarm things out. Yep, this one looks properly oiled.
You aren't making any sense.
One thing you should know about me is that I never make any sense. You're that, other detective girl, aren't you? Snoozy or...
Suzu, you were staring at the school office. Is there a problem I can help you with?
Nothing all that important. Maybe a trifle of a thing.
Very well.
You detectives are observant. You see things that the rest of us mere plebeians miss. Like, say, a camera pointed at a door you're not supposed to go through.
We may notice those kinds of things, I suppose.
I like to think of myself as kind of smart. Well, I mean, you know, sane. At least not crazy.
I like to think that, too.
But alas, sometimes I miss things. Mm-hmm. People try to pull the wool over my eyes, and I hate that. So do you know Connie's sister, Jules?
I do.
Great. Now think carefully. Have you perchance ever seen her with a double-signed original G.I. Blues album?
Do you mean a record album?
Yeah, you know, Elvis, 1960. First fully laminated vinyl album ever made. Have you ever seen Jules carrying around something like that or heard her talking about it?
I've never spoken with her about record albums.
Ugh, fine. Thanks for being no help at all. Gotta go.
Yep. That's pretty much the definition of odd.
That kid's a hoot.
If nothing else, his nervous rambling suggested he was very stressed about something.
And he was focused on Jules and some record album.
And the school office.
An office that's normally occupied by a principal whose cell phone was recently stolen.
Right. And it's also an office that's currently locked up early for some reason. Those are a number of clues that don't quite connect, though. We need better than that.
I couldn't agree more. Suzu, door, please.
It should only take a few moments.
Wait! What are you doing?
She's very good at this, actually.
And it's unlocked. We can go in now.
No, we can't.
Sure we can. See? It's easy. Put one foot in front of the other and it'll work for you too.
You're gonna get us into trouble. This is wrong.
Ms. Adelaide told us to figure out this mystery. Gotta follow the clues, and the clues lead here.
She told us to check with Principal Vogler, not break into the school office.
Maybe he's in here somewhere. Maybe he needs our help. Now, are you going to come in with us or go back to detention?
Oh, why am I listening to you?
Because you're smart. Now, I have an idea. You wanted more information, and the office computer is a great place to start. If we don't get any helpful info here, we'll probably have to pick the lock on the principal's door.
I'm at the ready.
How do you know how to break into an encrypted computer anyway? Oh, never mind. I keep forgetting I'm cooperating with criminals.
More like really good snoops. We're not changing our grades or anything. We're just trying to figure out what's going on.
If we're not doing anything wrong, then why'd you shut and lock the school office door behind us?
So nobody can see us, of course. I found something.
What is it?
Well, you probably don't want to know. You're above doing computer hacking.
Oh, stop it. You know this is wrong just as much as I do. But what did you find?
Mrs. Mays got an email this afternoon from her daughter that says someone found the lost phone and wants to meet at Wits End at 4:10 to return it.
That's curious.
Mm. Yeah, especially since the phone is in Miss Adelaide's desk.
Mm-hmm. And the principal got a similar email, only he was asked to meet at McAllister Park at 4.
This is starting to make sense. When did they get those emails?
At 3:45.
The same time we started detention. Now think about it. If you lost your phone, the device that holds just about all the important stuff in your life, you'd want to drop everything to go get it. But the thief requested they meet at different times and places, because he didn't want them asking each other unnecessary questions and getting suspicious.
Go on, Emily.
If Principal Vogler and Mrs. Mays figured out that they both lost their phones and they were both getting emails about them, then they might have gotten suspicious and never left.
Oh, it looks like the third phone belonged to Vice Principal Morris. He got an email too.
The only other person who works in this office.
So, whoever's behind this definitely wanted this place emptied out. But why?
What time is it?
4:05.
Oh, then it could be any minute now.
What?
If I'm right, we should move back. Come over here, where they can't see us. Come on.
They? Who? Or what are we waiting for?
We're waiting for whoever's picking that lock. Well.
What?
Hello there, Buck.
Buck? What are y'all doing here?
How'd you know it was Buck?
I didn't. But stealing and planting cell phones and orchestrating things so that the office would be empty would take timing. And a little con man experience.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You just picked the school office door lock, dude.
I guess that does look a little suspicious.
So what are you after?
Must be something very important. Breaking in to steal things might have matched your former life, but you've changed since you came to Odyssey. You don't get into trouble much these days.
Thank you.
Except when you're around Jules, it seems. There have been a few problems, as I recall.
You guys were on the right track, but you just derailed. And I just noticed the time. Maybe we should talk about this somewhere else, where we won't get in the hot water.
Ah, nice deflection technique, guy. It's definitely Jules.
Leave her out of this.
Yep, Jules.
That would make sense. But what could be here that has anything to do with her? She doesn't attend the school.
So it can't be about stealing homework or grade books. I mean, it could be something in the principal's office, but what would be in there? Why don't you just spill it, Buck?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Jules. Ah, that's the last piece, isn't it?
What?
There's been something bouncing around in the back of my head about why we came in here in the first place. And it's here in the principal's office, isn't it? But it's locked.
Suzu, would you do the honors?
Of course, brother.
You're not here to break in and steal anything, are you, Buck? You're here to break someone out.
I'm crumpled up in here.
The cabinet! Hello, Jay!
Oh, man. I feel like a Gumby pretzel. By the way, you guys really need to talk louder. I almost didn't recognize you.
Emily!
In here, Miss Adelaide!
Uh-oh.
I was wondering why you three have been gone so long.
Hello, Miss Adelaide. Have you done something with your hair? It's quite fetching.
Jay, what are you doing here? And who is this young man?
This is Buck Oliver.
Ah, the plot thickens. Now, let's all start at the beginning and recount exactly what's happening, shall we?
And that's when it hit me, that Jay was scoping out the office and probably thinking of getting everyone out with a fire alarm.
And it all must have been something to do with an Elvis album.
An album that I'm guessing Jules was using to pay Jay off for doing something? Is that right, Jay?
I refuse to speak on the grounds that it might incinerate me.
Jay!
Fine, I'll spill my guts.
So, you were going to clear the building by pulling the fire alarm?
Which I didn't actually do, just for the record.
Instead, you snuck in.
No, I swooped in when the principal went on a bathroom break. But then he came back before I could get out, and I had to hide in his office storage cabinet. And those are just not made to hold people, let me tell you. At least people with spines.
Also, you could steal a record album?
No, of course not. It was for Jules' diary.
Jay!
Which I wasn't supposed to mention. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. All right, Buck. Tell me about this diary.
Jules accidentally dropped it in the parking lot and saw Principal Vogler pick it up. She hadn't written her name in it, but didn't want anyone to know exactly who it belonged to either.
Why?
Because it was full of some interesting stuff, let me tell you. Woo!
You read it?
Well, what else was I going to do in a cabinet for 4 hours? Look, I only took a few notes. Don't look at me like that.
So, Jay, after getting stuck in the cabinet in the principal's office, you must have texted Buck and asked him to come to the rescue for Jules' sake.
Uh-huh.
And Buck flew into overdrive to send Maury, Suzu, and I to detention, clear the office, and break you out. Oh, that was quite a scheme.
Thanks.
There's one thing I still don't get, though. Where did you get those 3 cell phones you planted on Suzu, Maury, and me?
I have my ways.
Which are?
Oh, come on. You can't expect me to reveal all my secrets.
But all of this for the sake of a lost diary?
Yeah, Jules could have simply fessed up and gotten the book back. The truth is a whole lot easier than all this.
Exactly.
So, will the truth set me free?
Not in this case.
But, since Emily, Suzu, and I figured everything out, doesn't that kind of let us off the hook?
No, Maury. Breaking into the principal's office will leave you hooked for a very long while.
Oh, and he also hacked the school's computer.
Thanks, Emily.
I'm sure Principal Vogler will want more than detention for all of this nonsense. But I'll make sure Mr. Grabowski is covering detention duty that day, just in case.
You know, even though picking up trash in the schoolyard isn't my idea of a good time, I have to say I'm still in a good mood from solving that cell phone mystery with you yesterday, Emily. Congrats. You're really good.
Yes, you are.
Thanks. Hold that trash bag open, would you?
Sure.
We make a good team, don't you think?
Hey, less chit-chat and more garbage picking up. I want to get out of here while I can still walk without a cane.
Yeah, fine. I'm going to go pick up those soda cans over there. No need to join me.
We'll tag along.
Okay, I guess I'm not making this clear. Let me try this. I've been thinking a lot lately about how my life has changed since I first met you guys. And it hasn't been in great ways.
Yeah, about that.
My relationship with Matthew is rocky, and I blame you. I don't really trust Mr. Whitaker all that much anymore, and I blame you for that, too.
We're very sorry.
You two are destructive. You played games with me. You embarrassed me. And you made me angry. I'm angry all the time. I've been praying that God would change me, do something to erase these feelings, but they're still here. And unfortunately, you are too. Does that give you any clues about what I want, Suzu?
Yes.
Mr. Whitaker's been talking to us a lot about Christian stuff, about how it works, how God does things.
Good.
He said he's been praying for you, and for us. Maybe that'll help you forgive us. And maybe it'll do something for us, too. He says you're a good leader.
And a good person.
That's nice.
And after the three of us talked a while, we all agreed that we should ask you to do something for us.
Something for you? After all you've done to me? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I can't wait to hear it.
Very well. We wish for you to join our team.
You... What?
Do you think Emily should join a team with the Rydells? We'll have to wait to see what she decides and what new mysteries are waiting to be solved. Speaking of mysteries, today's adventure involved a pretty elaborate scheme to protect Jules' reputation. Proverbs 22:1 says, "A good name is more desirable than great riches. Favor is better than silver or gold." Better than silver or gold? No wonder Buck went to so much trouble to help Jules. You know, if you feel shame or embarrassment over a choice you've made, talk to God about it. His son, Jesus, died for your sins, including the one you're worried about. God loves you and wants to make you whole. The best part is, you don't need to concoct some wild scheme to make things right. You just need to go to Him and ask. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Let's Call the Whole Thing Off was written by Bob Hoos and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Luke Ganeau, and music by Jared DePasquale. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Robbie Bruce, Whit Hertford, April Hong, Barbara Niles, Christina Pacelli, and Atticus Schaefer. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.